Been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is July the 20th of 2020. Wake up, everybody. It's time to start a new week here, and this will be a big week in the market as it relates to earnings. And today is being called Vaccine Day. We'll talk about that a little bit here in a bit. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, the Dow futures have just gone positive by a little bit. They're up 15 points. We've got the futures at 26,534. NASDAQ futures pretty strong right now, up 48 points. That's a half a percent. The S&P futures, on the other hand, up about a point. So everything has now gone green. Amazon's up 42 points, back above 3,000 in the pre-market. The Russell 2000 down a couple of bucks here to 1467. We've got crude oil down 27 cents as the COVID, just the pandemic that will not go away. Crude oil down 27 cents to $40.32. We do have a big deal in the oil patch today, which we'll talk about here in a minute. Gold down, up actually. Gold had a really good day on Friday, breaking out. I use GDX as my proxy there for the gold miners. That's an ETF containing the gold miners. Gold is up $8.30 per ounce today to $18.18. And silver has cracked $20 per ounce today. It's up 30 cents. Silver has been on a roll here recently. I was looking at Pan American Silver here just a while ago, PAAS, the chart. And, wow, silver's really starting to take off. And we have got the 10-year at 0.60. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, back from a weekend, couple of days off, kind of. And here we are beginning a new week in the market. It'll be a big week for earnings. Next week's the really big week. But I think Tesla is on Wednesday. And Microsoft, I want to say, is also on Wednesday. Chipotle is this week. IBM is this week. We had several last week. Next week will be a huge week. But suffice it to say that there's plenty of action to keep the market interesting this week. We've got Shanghai had a huge rally overnight. Shanghai, China market surged 3%. Chinese regulators raised the limit on how much insurers can invest in equity assets to 45%. Normally, insurance companies are pretty heavily limited to buying fixed income bonds, but China is doing a lot to try to stoke their stock market right now. And by raising those limits on how much insurers can invest in equities, they can go up to 45%. That's giving a boost to their stock market today. And Europe, they continue to fight over that coronavirus package. But the two sides apparently are getting closer and closer together. We also have, well, yeah, the Shanghai Composite. I've heard that Alibaba is up about 3% in the morning hours. Yes, Alibaba is up 4%. It pops ahead of the Wall Street bell. China regulators raising the limit on how much insurers can invest in equities. Well, apparently they're investing a lot in China's biggest company, Alibaba. JD.com is also higher, and Tencent is little changed in the early pre-market hours. We've got Europe very quiet as EU, European Union leaders, disagree over the recovery fund. You've got the Frugal Four against Club Med's company or countries. That's all they've agreed on so far is $390 billion in grants, with talks still going on for other elements. They trying to discuss a recovery fund in the EU. And while they're debating over across the pond, we're debating here on the Hill. Debate begins in Congress today over the next round of coronavirus aid. Well, they're not talking anymore about whether there will be aid or not. They're saying it's just a matter of when and what it entails. And this comes as several states in the country's south and west implement fresh lockdown measures to curb the virus that just will not go away and leave us alone. Democrats want to continue enhanced employment payments. And, of course, the Republican reply to that is, we want to incentivize people to go back to work. And on the other hand, the Democrats fighting for continued enhanced unemployment payments through January. Well, the election will be well over by then. President Trump also suggested that he would not sign a bill without a payroll tax cut. But he has backed a new round of stimulus payments for Americans. So start looking in your mailbox. Your check is on the way just as soon as they decide how big it will be. Got a big deal in the energy patch to start a new week. A lot of times on Mondays you hear about deals that were made over the weekend. Chevron to buy Noble Energy in an all-stock deal. $5 billion, N.E. Noble Energy, which has really been struggling as of lately. Actually, it's not any, it's NBL. NBL closed on Friday at $9.65, a $4.5 billion company out of Houston, Texas. And you've got Chevron waltzing in to buy it for $5 billion. So a little bit of a premium over where it closed on Friday. Buying Noble enhances Chevron's presence in the Permian Basin. So the deal taking place, Noble walked away from an earlier deal from Anadarko Petroleum. Then there's this one, Denbury Resources, DNR. It closed at 23 cents on Friday. There was a report out that they've received an official offer for $1.20 per share. Well, that would be a huge premium. That's five times where they closed on Friday. The stock was roaring this morning until Denbury came out and said, well, that's just fake news. We don't know anything about that. We'll have something to say on that later today, but that was not us that released that news. So could there be some kind of stock manipulation taking place here? North Dakota oil output plunges 30%. That's the Williston Basin in its biggest ever drop. Well, it takes a little bit more to get oil out of that shale. And at $40 per barrel, it's not quite as profitable. So I think, and the demand for oil, obviously, is not what it was. Well, it'll come back at some point in time. But right now, North Dakota oil output plunges 30% in its biggest ever drop. Well, they're calling this Vaccine Monday. I wrote about this last week. I had an article that absolutely went viral around the world on AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca was one of the biggest movers in the market on Friday. That was a fantastic breakout in AZN. In my article, you can find it on Seeking Alpha. And it outlines the current status of the major players in the vaccine race. Well, today, I'm not sure what time, but we'll get the results of the Oxford University study. It will be published in The Lancet, which is a UK medical publication, and they'll be talking about AstraZeneca's phase one, how it's going in their trial. Now, phase one was completed a while back. They zipped right through phase two. They're already in phase three at AstraZeneca. So this very much could be a market-moving event. And the indications, the early indications, the leaks coming from this article is that phase one went very, very well for AstraZeneca. But there's other news on the vaccine front here today, which we'll talk about when we get back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, a lot taking place today on the vaccine front, which obviously is very highly watched, as it would be a game changer to get a vaccine for this virus that continues to vex us. Coronavirus vaccine players are on watch this morning ahead of phase one trial results of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine developed with the University of Oxford. Well, there's a bit of a rivalry, I'm sure, taking place here, because Moderna on our continent is pretty much Harvard, a bunch of Harvard scientists. And over there in the UK, you've got the University of Oxford involved in that one. The results are going to be published today in The Lancet. I don't know what time. I'm looking at AstraZeneca in the pre-hours of the market here. It's up 1.6%, but look at the surge on Friday. That was the stock of the day. As I looked at my database, as I looked at 600 or 700 different charts on Friday from all walks of life, man, the one that stood out to me was AstraZeneca, and it's one of our largest holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management, and I wrote a fresh article about it on Thursday, and on Friday it ends up being one of the biggest movers of the day. It's moving again today. Reports last week suggested the journal, this is The Lancet, will release positive news. The vaccine is believed to be in one of the most advanced stages of clinical trials. The vaccine editor yesterday tweeted, "Tomorrow, vaccines, just saying." Well, he's obviously teasing a little bit there. Overnight, the United Kingdom secured early access to 90 million doses of vaccines in development by drug makers, including Pfizer, who has teamed up with BioNTech, while GlaxoSmithKline inked a deal with CureVac, here's another player, to develop a mRNA-based vaccines and antibodies. Listen to this. I guess you could say this is capitalism, all right? Whether you're for it or against it, in just 6 months since the coronavirus outbreak, 140 vaccine candidates are in the preclinical trial stage, and 23 have entered into the clinical evaluation stage. You've got, of course, Pfizer, BioNTech. You've got Novavax. I look at them every day. They're in my little list here. Inovio, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Dynavax, not to be confused with Novavax, Dynavax. You've got GlaxoSmithKline. You've got iBio, IBIO. You've got Inovio, INO. You've got Altimmune, ALTI. And you've got VBI vaccines, VBIV. So the list keeps expanding of the top players. But according to the leaks coming out, AstraZeneca seems to have the lead as far as timing goes, as they are into their phase three, while Moderna is still trying to get enough people. They need 30,000 to enroll before they can even begin their phase three. Moderna is getting a cut today at J.P. Morgan. Now, one of the points I made in my article is, you know, Moderna is a pure biotech. It's not an existing drug company like AstraZeneca is with the large pipeline. When we bought AstraZeneca, it was based on its own merits. This was way before COVID came along. This was way back when, about a year ago, when we first started writing about AstraZeneca. We bought it as a dividend payer, which also had growth. But along comes this kicker to kick it up a notch with the potential vaccine candidate. Moderna is on the receiving end of a downgrade. Now, Moderna kind of is going to live or die, in a way, by whether or not they come up with it, the vaccine. And there may be a few, more than one winner. Moderna is up 576% in the last 52 weeks. It's up 385% so far this year. It's being downgraded by J.P. Morgan analysts who just last week said they were encouraged by the recent data, which ultimately raises the odds for a successful outcome. But they said the data was far from a done deal. Today, the market is largely expecting to see data from the Oxford-AstraZeneca trial, which has been teased about quite a bit by the Lancet editors, or the executive from Lancet. They say this downgrade of Moderna is not a call on the expectations for the drug, but due to valuation, even as the analysts remain bullish on Moderna's long-term outlook, the company is now sporting a $37 billion market cap. That's Moderna. They have no products, okay? AstraZeneca, on the other hand, is over $100 billion in market cap, and they have growing earnings, and a lot of them. Amazon, well, it's bouncing today, but interestingly enough, last week it was down 5 days in a row. Can you believe that? I cursed it, see, last Saturday with my newsletter headline, Amazon 3300, and I cursed Netflix with my headline, Netflix 458. That's a little bit of Wall Street superstition. When you make the cover of, you know, Barron's or whatever financial publication, that's the top. Well, I don't know if that's trickled down to the Gunderson newsletter. I doubt that very much. But Amazon was down 5 days in a row. It hit a high of 3,300 a week ago and got clear under 3,000. Pretty good, healthy correction there on Amazon, more than 10%, putting it into correction territory. It's still one of the most dominant companies in the world, however. If anything, it's a buying opportunity, in my opinion, on Amazon. Amazon is up 60% year-to-date. Compare that with the S&P 500. And, of course, that has helped my performance. We are well ahead of the S&P 500 this year through our stock picking, not through our index picking. Boeing running out of space to store newly built Dreamliners. I need to take a little ride by that Boeing plant. Apparently, they've got nowhere to park these things. As COVID-19 continues to hold down the airline industry, it's just a disaster. I mean, the restaurants open, then they close, and then they reopen, then they close, and then they reopen again. Can you imagine being a restaurant owner in this environment right now? I read one restaurant owner say, you know what? We're more in the crisis management business right now than in the restaurant business. We need a break. Let's root for these vaccines. I don't care who it is. My money's on AstraZeneca, but I'll take any one of them coming up with a vaccine that works. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the market has opened. The Dow up 59 points here. Amazon's up 47 points to 3,009. The NASDAQ's up 30. It was up a little bit higher than that. It was up about 45 in the pre-market hours. So now the NASDAQ up 23. I think the market's probably going to pause just a little bit here, waiting on the vaccine news later today. That'll be market-moving news for sure. And some big earnings reports that will be coming up this week. I know IBM, on Wednesday we get Tesla. You know, Tesla's probably, I would say Amazon's the most highly anticipated earnings report these days. Apple number two. Netflix is definitely up there. And, of course, Netflix disappointed last week. And definitely Tesla. All eyes on Tesla on Wednesday, watching for that earnings report from Elon to see how they are faring. In the meantime, Facebook continues to lose advertisers. The Dow's now down 22. We've slipped into the red here after opening positive. NASDAQ's only up 6 points, so really a soft opening to the market here today. Disney has slashed its Facebook advertising spend. Why is that important? Well, who's Facebook's number one advertiser? Disney. This is the latest setback for Facebook as it faces a boycott from companies upset with its handling of hate speech and divisive content. According to research firm Pathmatics, Disney was Facebook's top U.S. advertiser for the first 6 months of 2020, spending $210 million on Facebook ads. How would you like to have that account, huh? They spent $210 million in the first 6 months, Disney did, on Facebook ads. They're going to slash their spend with Facebook as Facebook continues to lose advertisers and the boycott continues. Dow now down 67. We've slipped into the red. NASDAQ down 10. FDA okays emergency use of Luminex's third COVID-19 antibody test. Well, that's the other direction all of this testing is taking, to see whether or not you have the antibodies and whether or not those antibodies can be mined from you to create treatments for COVID. Luminex is, let's see how they're doing here, LMNX. They've come up with the fastest antibody test here. Luminex, it's up 19 cents now. It was way up in the early morning. Now, here's a breakthrough here in the biotech arena. Imuron, IMRN. It was up 89. Woo, now it's up 73% in the real market trading now after the Naval Medical Research Center received written FDA guidance in relation to the clinical development pathway of the company's new investigational drug being developed for the treatment of moderate to severe campylobacteriosis and E. coli infections. Well, that could be a nice little thing. E. coli, CMG, Chipotle, Jack in the Box. A few companies have had problems with that in the past. This would be a new oral therapeutic. Stock up 81% right now. IMRN. We'll call that one the biotech of the day here. Ericsson. I got to mention Ericsson. As I went through my trip through the market on Friday, I couldn't help but notice the huge breakout in Ericsson. The major players right now in 5G, Ericsson's breaking out again today. It's up, wow, it was up big on Friday. It's up again today, 3%. They got another contract. You know, the fallout from Huawei, all of this lost 5G business from Huawei is going pretty much in two or three directions. It's going to Nokia. However, Nokia lost a big contract in Verizon a couple of weeks ago. Ericsson, there have been reports that some of the parts in their 5G come from China, and that raises the fear of the spying again. But Ericsson broke out big time on Friday. It's breaking out again today. The symbol is ERIC, E-R-I-C. SoftBank selects Ericsson to deploy cloud-native dual-mode 5G core. Ericsson currently has 99 commercial 5G agreements or contracts with unique operators and supports 54 live 5G networks. Well, the second half of this year, there will be a lot of updates, a lot of news, a lot of advancements, a lot of expansion of 5G. Ericsson, E-R-I-C, major player in that stock, has been breaking out here recently. Not so for Briggs and Stratton. They enter into Chapter 11. You know, I had no idea what has been going on at Briggs and Stratton. They've been around for a long, long time. Anybody who is a weekend warrior starting up the lawnmower, Briggs & Stratton is a 78-cent company. This is an old Wisconsin company out of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, manufacturing air-cooled engines. Man, that thing has been hammered. 78 cents. It's down to $33 million in market capitalization. This stock was once $27 a share. What happened to Briggs & Stratton, BGG? They are now being taken over by private equity firm as they enter into Chapter 11. I continue to see a lot of very low-grade IPOs taking place. Oh, sometimes, not always, but towards the end of a big market run, you see like an unleashing of all of these subpar IPOs running to get the money before the money dries up. I talked about this a little bit a couple of weeks ago. I see two or three a day, really, of IPOs. Here's a new one today. Annexon sets IPO terms. Most of them are small biotechs. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. A lot of these small biotechs will not survive. They will go to zero at some point when they burn through the money and don't come up with the product. And there will be some big winners that come out of this also. Chipotle will announce their earnings on Friday or on Wednesday. CMG, they sign a new thing, a new contract to serve non-GMO and certified organic lemonade. You know, I'm always worried as I drink a glass of lemonade, whether or not it's GMO. Oh, we're getting news here out of the Oxford University coronavirus vaccine that AstraZeneca shows positive immune response in early trial. That has not impacted the market. That news just came out on AstraZeneca. You know what? I think that was already built into the price of the stock because it was reported last Wednesday that the results were good. AstraZeneca right now is down 77 cents after that news just breaks. Oxford University's coronavirus vaccine with AstraZeneca shows positive immune response in early trials. Well, anyways, Chipotle, you can get that certified organic lemonade, which I'm sure you're worried about. Agua Frescas and tea. Now, that's good that Chipotle's adding the Agua Fresca. You know, if there's one thing I miss out here in South Carolina versus living in California, we had some great taco shops in California. The NASDAQ just went positive, so the AstraZeneca news might be impacting the market a little bit. Those Agua Frescas, whether it's watermelon or strawberry, all the fresh pulp in them and everything. I'm glad to see Chipotle adding that myself. Peloton is higher after Wedbush predicts a blowout quarter. Okay, how many of you are listening to my show while you're doing your Peloton workout? Probably not too many. I don't know. Don't forget, Lululemon is entering into this space that Peloton is in. Also, I think Lululemon's got a bright future. Lululemon's up 367 this morning. That's a good chart on Lulu. Let's take a look at Peloton. They're expecting a blowout quarter. How many companies are going to report a blowout quarter in what's going to be the worst quarter of earnings since 2008? Well, Peloton, should be one. Blowout numbers as people can't go to the gym, so what are they doing? They're huffing it on their bikes at home, watching the Peloton videos. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I was just parsing through the AstraZeneca news results from a 508-subject Phase 1 clinical trial just published online in The Lancet, showed that AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine candidate showed a seroconversion rate at as high as 97%. At day 28. That's very, very robust. The stock is down right now, however, 4.5%. It's down $2.76. On the safety front, severe adverse reactions were reported in 9%. Maybe that's the problem. And one participant, respectively, in the, well, that gets to all kinds of numbers and math there. Too hard to explain over the airwaves, but it sounds like a pretty good results coming from their phase one clinical trial. Maybe the adverse reactions is the problem of sending the stock. The stock's coming back a little bit now. It's down $2.22 on this news. How is Moderna reacting to this news here? Moderna is down 15.6% today. One, that's on the downgrade from J.P. Morgan, and two, it's probably on the very good news coming from AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca, in my book, has quite a big lead on Moderna from a timing perspective. All right, now, let's take a look here. I'm going to do my featured stock of the day on a company that reports earnings on Wednesday. That's always a risk. They could come up with a real stinker, and then everybody says, I've never listened to Gunderson again. That guy, anyways, Chipotle, I like this chart on Chipotle. And I like them adding all of these different, and I love the fresh breakout on Chipotle to new all-time highs today. People always ask me, why don't you buy when a stock pulls back? You know what? I like to buy strength. I like to buy into strength and not weakness. You can look at where I'm ranked on the tip ranks. I'm in the top 1.4% of all the writers out there on Seeking Alpha. And as far as all of the professionals in my industry that they track, 14,000, I'm in the top 4.4% of all of those people. So buying into strength, maybe there's something to it. Okay, you're buying into strength. Chipotle is breaking out just a little bit here, but it is. That's a strong chart. To a new all-time high, they will report earnings on Wednesday. You know, I'm just going to say it. Lululemon, Chipotle, Apple, Tesla, they have cult-like followings, very loyal clientele. There's no question about it. And Chipotle's clientele leans heavily towards the millennials. They love Chipotle. And the Chipotle is one of the great comeback stories of all time. You know that Chipotle, even this year, back in March, Chipotle got down to $415 per share, and now it's $1,156. It's almost tripled from that low back in April. Who was the one pounding his fist on the table back in March of this year? Saying, you know what, a new bull market is underway. It's beginning. The bottom is in. I missed it by 4 days. And look at some of the comebacks. in these great stocks, Amazon, during that period of time. Back, that was one of the great buying opportunities of all time. Yet most people didn't have the courage to step forward and do it. Instead, they listened to the doomsayers out there. Oh, this is the next, great depression was the talk I was hearing. That's a great chart on Amazon, too, buying into strength. It's up $100 per share today. We're having an excellent day. The NASDAQ just went positive. It's up 50. It's another day where the Dow is down 150 and the NASDAQ is starting to smoke here. Amazon doing well. I'm seeing ServiceNow, fresh new breakout. Back to Chipotle. Chipotle's been one of the great stocks of our times. It's the only restaurant stock that I own. Chipotle, my valuation on Chipotle, you don't even want to hear it. 2,267. Okay, there, you heard it. Chipotle is currently trading at 1,055. Now, when I wrote about Chipotle the last time, people said I was crazy for saying it was going to $1,000 per share. Well, here we are. $1,000 per share, 1,155. New all-time high. Chipotle is ranked at number 55 out of 5,272. I actually think, as a guy who grew up in San Diego around all these taco shops and going to Mexico a lot and getting it from the real deal, you know, Chipotle's got a pretty good product, to be honest with you. It's not bad for a millennial, okay, who doesn't know any better. It's not bad. I had some Chipotle while I was in Scottsdale. It was close to where I was staying, within walking distance. And I was surprised, really, at how good it was. They've upped their game there at Chipotle, because I remember it being pretty bad. My son used to rave about it. Oh, yeah, go to Chipotle. Yeah, you know what? I'll go to the taco shop next door. Anyways, we'll make Chipotle number 55 rank out of 5,272, our featured stock of the day, and breaking out to new all-time highs. Well, Chipotle's in my ultra growth portfolio. That thing is smoking. You can get a look at what's in it, what we currently own, how we've done in this portfolio. Oh, man, it will knock your socks off. Go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, and get a 2-free-week look at our newsletter, at all the portfolios. Better yet, you're saying, you know what, I don't got time to look at 500-600 charts a day. Why don't you do it for me? We have a lot of people. We manage a lot of money here at Gunderson Capital Management. But you know what? We're very well organized. We have our team. And I look at these charts every single day, make a lot of small decisions instead of one big emotional decision. And the results have been quite good. You can talk to one of our advisors here at Gunderson Capital, 855-611-BEST. We can't quite hit the road yet. I'm itching to get back to Sarasota and Minnesota and down to South Florida and around Atlanta, Dallas, etc. We've got to wait for this COVID thing to go away. Give us a call. In the meantime, we'll talk over the phone with the work-at-home economy, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.